T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
I happen to be training for a triathlon right now. Doing a lot of running, cycling, swimming. Well, you know all about that.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
No, actually, I don't. I play real sports. I'm trying to be the best at exercising.
With Dusty Hera.
You got to let the chest meat flow a little bit.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night. Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
When your mouth is moving, Cam is not a listener.
You know what? I can already tell that I don't like you, and I'm probably not going to like you, no matter how many pull-ups or push-ups you do.
You clearly don't understand the employer-employee relationship.
Dusty and Cam on 1080.
I guess I'm starting to, and I don't like it.
The Fan.
All right, it is hour number 3 on this Friday morning. Dusty Hera, Cam Cleland with you. We were talking Lori Loughlin and her kids, Aunt Becky. One of the great revelations out of that whole thing, intern Christian just texted us from beautiful Tempe, Arizona, and he said, you know, she should have just let their kids come to Arizona State. She said she liked partying. We got plenty of that, and it's easy to get into Arizona State. Lori Loughlin on the wiretap said, I just don't want them to go to Arizona State.
It was Why? Basically like an anywhere but
anywhere
declaration.
Anywhere but Arizona State.
Why?
I guess the party girl thing? I don't know. I mean, like USC has a less of a party scene. Mm. There's just more.
Name a college that doesn't have a party scene.
Well, there's just more expensive drugs at USC. So
sure. Hey, by the way, what's this Christian Logic thing that went a little haywire the other
Preston
day?
Logic.
Oh, Preston Logic. Yeah.
You don't know. Okay.
No, I don't want to open up that can. I just saw that the other day,
right,
and somebody went,
this.
Cam, did you see that? I went, no.
Preston Highfield came in.
Did he?
And he said, well, he was in shadowing.
Yeah, I thought it was Christian Logic. I apologize, Christian.
Preston.
I didn't want to throw you under the bus there.
Christian's much more logical than Preston.
Oh, yes, he is.
Preston came in and said all time he would take Patrick Mahomes over Tom Brady.
Okay, well, first of all, he's never allowed to come in the studio again then with that comment.
I said you would have murdered him.
Well, I wouldn't have murdered him. I would have slaughtered him. But murder
is too
easy.
Over history, If Patrick Mahomes has what Tom Brady has, he'll have more Super Bowls.
Do you realize your mental competency just goes out the window when you say something
Look,
like that?
I was more disappointed.
And it's
than
funny,
angry.
Kim, because someone on the text line suggested that if you were here, you would have thrown Preston through a window.
Mm-hmm.
Tempered glass, but I would have tried. No, it just.
It was the hottest of scorching takes.
Well, that's a bro take. And that deserves a swift kick in the backside.
His response was, I was just like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And he's like,
where was my drop?
Tell
me you hit that drop when it happened.
He's like, well, you're not really backing up. I was like, you don't need to. You don't need to.
Backing what up?
It's Thomas Edward Brady.
Backing what up?
And Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Enjoyable. Very enjoyable, though. Sorry. All right.
I've been recharged for hour number 3. I had a jalapeno pepperoni stick, which is totally acceptable when you wake up at 4 a.m. because it's 8.
What an excellent choice of food.
It was so good.
I've been doing
so
that
good.
A lot recently.
Well
the
done.
Keto diet.
So good. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining. It's a weekend. Would you rather? Buck, what do we got?
Well, we have 5 categories, gentlemen. What we have is ocean attacks.
Oh, God.
We have professional smugglers. We have Home Alone.
Okay.
We have Christmas in March. What? And of course, your sports bonus. Where do you want to start?
Smugglers.
Okay, so this comes to us from the Philippines, where it was found that someone was trying to smuggle 1,500 turtles on a plane.
Mm. Who hasn't?
Yeah. Who among us hasn't smuggled turtles?
What kind of turtles were they?
Buck is a turtle smuggler, by the way.
Noted turtle smuggler. I have done this.
International turtle smuggler, Ryan Buckley.
Didn't know it was a thing, but okay.
I brought back one pet. This person brought back 1,529 reptiles with a street value of 66,000 pounds.
Which it wasn't a commercial or flight. It was his own plane.
Yeah, they were basically all like duct taped to the inside of coolers, so they couldn't like move around and shift. But they got caught. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Why couldn't they do something like put that turtle in their cargo pants pockets?
I know that was the safe way to do it. So what happened here, though, is basically it was an $87,000 turtle shipment. So my question to you is, would you rather attempt to smuggle 1,500 small turtles on an airplane, or would you rather just eat the $87,000 fine?
No, I'll take the fine.
Okay.
Well, it's not a, I guess I shouldn't say it's a fine, but if you can't, they're worth $87,000. So if you can't smuggle them, you're out $87,000.
I'm smuggling them. Because if I'm at the point where I'm trying to smuggle turtles, I need that money bad.
I suppose that's true. I hadn't framed it that way in my own head.
Yeah.
You know what? I get worried touching a water bottle when I'm driving down the car that somebody's going to just pull me over and threaten me for distracted driving. So, no, I'm not going to smuggle. Give me the fine. Whatever.
Fair enough.
Give me the fine. Put it on the credit card.
I was driving down Highway 26 yesterday, and there was a guy in a Sprinter van. And I looked over, and he was just looking down and reading. He was reading a book. And I'm like, I can't be on my phone, but this guy can read a damn book.
No, that's ridiculous.
I once saw that on my way to a Ducks game in Eugene. Someone was in like a Civic, and they had a paperback book in front of them.
I call BS on that.
No, I've seen it.
And the guy was in a van, and he had a book, and I was sitting there driving, and I was like, what?
So if I take a picture of that person being distracted by myself taking a picture,
ticket.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I need a passenger in the car to be able to have. You know what I need to be?
It was mind-blowing.
I need to be like every motorcycle driver out here and have a GoPro strapped to my helmet so at any point in time I can just turn my head and look over and just sell those people down the river.
Good point. Like Russia. Yeah. In Russia, dash cams.
Dash cams.
Cameron, Ocean Attacks, Home Alone, Christmas in March, or your sports bonus?
Give me Macaulay Culkin, please, for $500.
Okay, so Home Alone, this comes to us from the state of Texas, where a 28-year-old mother is facing 20 years in prison because she left her 5 children at home in Texas while she went and partied in South Carolina. The question here, they're aged, by the way, 12 to 15 months. She left the 15-month-old there for the weekend with the kids.
With the 12-year-old, though.
Yeah. It's like, don't tell mom the babysitter's done.
Right.
But
dishes are done, man. Petty cash. That's what I learned.
Petty cash.
I learned what petty cash was.
Love petty cash.
But so the question here is, kids obviously got left behind from going on vacation. Would you rather be left behind from a family vacation, so you're the only one not included, or be responsible for leaving somebody else behind?
Oh, I'd rather be left behind.
Oh, left behind all day long.
You kidding me?
Really?
Did you see the mother that left their infant in the...
Well, I'm not saying you have to leave
on the airplane. The ramp thing.
They left her infant...
No, I did not see
in
this.
The tarmac. Not just on the tarmac. Right there. Not on the tarmac, certainly.
This
was in Lane Kiffin
thing.
Here. This is in the loading dock.
Yeah.
Not even a loading dock. Wherever you...
Breezeway.
Whatever it's called. What's that thing
something
called?
Way.
What's the
Jetway?
Jetway. Thank you.
Wow.
Left their infant on the jetway. The plane had to turn around and come back and get the child.
Yeah.
Ooh, absentee-minded.
Yeah, I don't know how that... Well, okay, if you have like 5 kids, I could see that happening.
Are you home alone?
It's what happened in Home Alone.
See it happening.
But I would always, always rather be left behind. I can handle myself. Just give me a credit card. I'm heading to New York.
Yeah, Buck, you don't have kids, so you don't have that panic that goes through you like when you're
awful.
In a store.
Awful.
And all of a sudden you look around, you're like, oh, no.
I lost my middle son in a Walmart. It was terrifying.
It's Cedar Woolley's story.
We lost my brother.
Why
in
is
a,
Cedar Woolley's in Washington? How all of a sudden did you get a Southern accent?
I don't know, man.
What the heck just happened here?
We lost my brother in a Toys R Us once when I was...
Terrifying.
The thing is, I was supposed to be watching him, and I went off and kind of did my own thing. My mom's like, where's your brother? I'm like, he's right. And I turn around. Oh, he's not there anymore. I don't know.
It was awful. Yeah. I was panicking, sprinting everywhere, pulling my 5-year-old with me as my 3-year-old. It was awful.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds awful.
Dusty, Ocean Attacks, Christmas in March, sports bonus.
There's really outside of football bonus, there's no good ones here because I don't like Christmas being celebrated outside of December. So I'll go Ocean Attacks.
Okay, so territory. I don't know if you saw this story from South Africa about the guy who was snorkeling and he got temporarily swallowed by a whale.
I did see
this. Yeah, that's terrible.
Jonah.
Yeah. Pinocchio situation going on there. The question here is, would you rather have a whale try to swallow you or a shark try to bite you?
Oh, God, whale swallow, please. They just have those little soft teeth.
They just suck you in.
They just suck you in there, and then you kind of tap on them. They blow you out your blowhole.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm sure that's not how it works. But what this story Pinocchio said that really concerned me is that the diver said, he goes, well, I knew I was too big for him to actually, like, eat him, but if that whale decided to dive...
Yeah,
you know, I would have been like no chance. So he
the whale knows
said,
they're smart. They're mammals. Now, by the way, sharks are not. They're fish. So mammals are just, you know, look, it's smart.
So this guy had the presence of mind to try to take a deep breath when he fell in there because he's like, maybe I'll have to hold it for a while if
you
this
think?
Thing goes down.
He would have blown up because he would have just.
I know.
For that reason, gone, like, Finding Nemo. I would have gone Dory.
I think I want to try to fight off the shark punch.
Are you in?
No.
No.
We've seen it work before.
Dumb. You got a chance with a whale.
We've seen the whale one work.
Whales happen.
Well, not if the whale dives.
The mammal knew. See, the whale is smart. He knew exactly. He was like, look, this is
punch
not, it's not right,
right
there.
The
it's like, I'm just going to let you go.
This dude's 6'1". He's not a plankton. You know, there's a bit of a size difference there. Whale said, no, I don't like this. Shark's like, I'll keep going.
If he like dives 200 meters before he realizes, oh, I don't want this thing. And then I just explode down.
Okay, Buck, riddle me this. Have you ever bitten into something and been like, what's that in there? And you immediately know.
So
I don't
you're
think
just,
you're getting 200 meters down and being like, oh, wait a minute.
You are just banking on the whale having the right
smart.
Frame of mind. I'm not willing
it's
to bet
smart,
on that whale.
Intelligent animal.
You're banking on...
punching a shark in the nose.
Smart. Fish are dumb.
Have you punched anything in the water?
I don't think I've punched anything
in
the nose.
That's not the way to go. You get him by the gills.
Well, that works too.
Stab him in the eyes.
Gills and eyes.
I before we go, I really want Christmas March, just out of curiosity. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, this came to us from the Pittsburgh area where an Uber passenger choked out his Uber driver because he wouldn't stop singing Christmas carols.
Cool.
Wait, say that again?
The Uber passenger choked out his Uber driver because the driver wouldn't stop singing.
What does that mean, choked out? Like, well, to the point of...
He started choking him while they were driving.
What?
And the guy had to pull over and, like, was, like, reaching to call 911 while he was pulling over.
That's why I have dash cam.
Yeah.
I'd like to say this is all alleged. I didn't do anything wrong here.
So is there a would you rather?
Yeah, there is a would you rather. The question is, would you rather have... I can understand not wanting to hear Christmas music in March, but would you rather want to have Christmas music follow you around all year long in any public space, any vehicle, any store, or not listen to music for the entire year?
Not listen to music the entire year.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I love the Christmas music during
the variety
the
of songs.
It would,
a lot of different covers.
But I still get to listen to other music?
No.
Just Christmas music.
It's either Christmas music only or no music at all.
Put music away.
No music at all, man.
Put music away. I can make it a year.
All right,
I get sick of Christmas music before Christmas even comes.
Yeah, I do too. I think
I'm done with
that's been pretty well documented on this show for the three of us that we do not like the early Christmas because it burns you out on Christmas before Christmas even gets here.
Yes, it does.
All right, finally, the sports bonus, diva receivers. Who would you rather have for the next 3 years, all money being equal, quarterbacks being equal, Odell Beckham or Antonio Brown?
Odell Beckham. I think he's just, Odell Beckham.
Odell!
Really?
Yeah.
I'm taking AB.
It's tough. That's tough. Age is my deciding factor.
I worry about the durability with Odell.
I got...
True.
Age, and then I think the quarterback means a lot, too.
I just think Odell's a better deep ball receiver.
Oh, then really?
Odell!
Because I think Odell is a better overall receiver. Like, I think he's a better route runner. I think I might give it to AB on the deep. You know, they're both just damn good. That's a tough question. All right. Q&A, 55305. We do it every single Friday. Best questions from the 6 a.m. hour and 8 a.m. hour get I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirts. So get your questions ready. 8:17 on the Fan. Every Friday we do a Q&A for an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. If you have questions, we got answers. So send them to us at the Better You Today text line, 55305. You could win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. We were talking about leaving kids behind. This is a great story that came in on the text line. I grew up in a family of six kids. We had one brother who always seemed to be left behind. Once he got left behind at a pizza shop, when we went back to get him, we found out they'd called the police. My dad told him we'd wait outside. He loaded us all back up in the van and took off. I love it. And everybody has that family member that's like the one that's prone to get left behind, right?
Wonder which one that was. If it was the last one.
No, it's
middle.
A middle kid.
You think
it's
so?
Lost in the shuffle. The younger ones get babied. The older ones are thrust upon them a lot of responsibility. And then there's one kid in
the
middle.
You're doing the Peter Brady thing and the Jan Brady. You think those are the ones, Peter and Jan?
You get lost in the mix and you get to carve out your own path. You know? I bet you that.
Where are you at in the rankings?
Well, I'm a split family.
Just power rank the ages. Not power rank.
I'm
just
the second
tell me.
Oldest.
Okay.
Four.
So you're kind of a middle-ish.
Yeah, but I was young. I was the youngest growing up because my sister's older. And then my brother and I are stepbrother. We're 8 days apart.
Okay.
So it's like you're the same age.
Almost the same.
So it was like I had a twin who just was taller, blonde, blue eyes. Mm. Didn't look anything like me. But basically twins, you know. Okay, 55305. How much has your coaches affected your coaching?
Wow.
How much has your coaches affected your coaching?
Tremendously. Whoa. Tremendously. Almost to the point where I never thought I would be. You know how when you're around your parents and you go, I'm never going to be like my parents. And I had very difficult coaches. I had coaches that were extremely demanding. I had coaches that I looked at and I immediately said, I don't want to be like that coach. But then I've taken on some of their traits and look at that as I coach or what I admired most from coaches. So everything that I learned from all the coaches that I've been around, mm-hmm. the top coaches to even the coaches that I had at high school. And youth time. I still remember all those little idiosyncrasies that they taught me. So I very influential, and to the point where I can probably pinpoint every little thing that I learned from each guy, and it's molded into. I guess you would say I'm no elite coach, but I know the style was given to me by the ones that I was around, and I respected the most.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you think of like there's one thing that you take from almost every single coach that you've ever had over the course of your life. And, you know, with my dad being a coach, I got a chance to be around a lot of different kind of views and stuff. And I mean, there's things that you take out of everything and it really molds you not just as a coach, but as a person too. You know, like there's one thing from each guy that you just always, every coach has their little saying, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And it's, you know, like winners win, losers bitch. That's one that I always kind of go by.
Yep.
And, you know, never burn a bridge because you're never going to know when you're going to need to cross it. That was from my college coach who was like, look, mm-hmm. like winning is important, but treating people within your team and in your circle well, you never know when you're going to have to come back across those lines again. It's amazing. You take everything. I think that is how coaches are molded. I mean, that's mm-hmm. why coaching trees are so important. You know, we look at Bill Walsh, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid. Why do these guys have such great coaching trees? It's because they're all the guys that are coming from them take something from them and they learn and you make it.
Well, the
your
other
own.
Thing too is everyone thinks because you've made it to a certain level or if you've been to a higher level or you've been around that you immediately become a good coach. I think teaching, the ability to teach and communicate, that's what I took away from great leadership. Mike mm-hmm. Dick was a terrible teacher. He was awful. But he was demonstrative and he was interesting and he was sexy and he had the kind of moxie that everybody wanted to grab. I mean, the gravitas. That's what Coach Dick had. Mm-hmm. But man, he was a terrible teacher. He was awful. He's a great guy. Man, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable dude. I mean, he literally walk up to you and go, you got to get your... You just gotta just give it to him right in the ribs, and I went, what coach? What is that?
That's
coach?
Awesome.
What is that coaching tip?
Yeah, Okay, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. We got a Q&A coming in. A lot of really good questions, thoughtful questions coming in on the Better You Today text line. We'll get to those next, including we have a Friday ethics question. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Must be in a bind. First is Buck with SportsCenter. All right, we got an ethics question on this Friday. It's Q&A. Every few weeks, I hop on the scale at 24-hour fitness. Occasionally, it says I've gained 2 pounds. I usually blow it off because everyone knows that scales and gyms are notoriously unreliable. The last time, it said I lost 2 pounds. Do I get to believe it, or do I have to blow that off as well?
No, just believe it. It's all right.
I think you should just stop getting on the scale. I mean, if you're gonna have second thoughts on everything, on every time you get on it, then just don't do it.
I think I would get on less frequently, so you know it's like a truer number. Yeah. But at the same time, if you're gonna be doing it every day, go low.
Go low.
Yeah, yeah. I have a true scale phobia. It took me a long time. I think it's a disorder. I don't know. Scale phobia. It's devastating. It sucked. I hated it. It was miserable. I had got
you
it
have
from
like PTSD.
I'm serious.
Does that come from you guys getting fined if you were over your plane?
But even in college, like my coach, my tight ends coach, used to go, "If you get above this, you're I'm putting a 70s number on you." I mean, every day, and we had to weigh in every day in college, every day. So it was just my entire life. It's been like that. So it's always that scale phobia behind it.
I know this is gonna be hard to believe. I never had that problem.
Yeah. Well, you know. Not hard to believe.
Okay. Text 55305 Q&A. The best question from this hour gets an I'm a Dustin Campino t-shirt. Firefighter Phil, going with you. What's the biggest bomb you ever hit at UW?
A 550.
Really?
Yeah, hit it against New Mexico. It was in New Mexico. It was elevated. We were playing in Las Cruces, and I was playing against Nebraska, Darren Erstad. And you, Darren Erstad, you remember play for the Angels.
I do remember Darren Erstad.
Outside fastball, it was the first inning. We scored 9 runs in the first inning. Yeah, and it went straight over. And the guys were in the bullpen out in the far right. And the wind was blowing out, don't get me wrong, but it's Las Cruces. So you're up at the elevation. It's elevation. Yeah. But he said it cleared the center stands and went over and landed in the parking lot.
It's a pretty far bomb.
Yeah.
It's a big.
You know what the final score to that game was?
87-3.
Yeah, it was 32-18.
That was close.
Yeah, you told me that story before. I couldn't remember it being in the 30s, though. I thought it was 20-something.
It was bonkers. We scored 9 in the first, and then Darren Erstad went 5 for 5. He had 3 bombs. It was nuts.
Why did they take the ding out of the bats? That was great baseball.
That was great Louisville TPX, baby.
Oh, the TPX.
Pitchers were dying. Here's one. I watched a video about a camp that trains you for the combine. Dusty, how much does this fundamentals of good running form actually translate to contact sports? Well, this is for you too, because very little. Running form translates to everything you do.
Everything.
But as far as like proper mechanics in getting in and out of like a break in football and what it does in track speed, these guys at the combine are training solely for a straight line run that you will never have to do. Most of your 40 is your start. It is your start. You could go from a 5 to a 4-5 based on your start. You can get a half second off there if you can just get your butt out of there. Maybe not that much, but
learning
to
run
seconds off.
Just the basics and fundamentals of how to be in the right position to run, being on your toes, learning how to push, pull, and all these things. Yeah, if you can teach your kids how to run, you'd be surprised how many just have no idea how to run.
When I was coaching track, the number one thing I would do is we would spend like the first month of the track season just on form.
Yep.
Just running form, because once it becomes muscle memory, then you become fast.
Right.
And that's when speed really takes off.
When I was 13 years old and I played on my first kind of select baseball team after Little League, they're trying to turn us into real athletes and they put us through like a running program. And I was told that I had amazing form, and I went home and told my dad, and he was like, No way. No. How come it's not helping then? Why is it not helping then? And that's how that went.
Somebody just took your money. At what age did you fall in love with the tight end position, and what made you love it, Cam?
I didn't fall in love with it.
It fell in love with you.
It did. I tried to be a quarterback up until my senior year, and then the coach goes, "Hey,
did you really?"
Oh, he said that. He finally goes, "Hey, by the way, if you play quarterback, you don't have anybody to throw to. Let's put this short guy back there. At least he can throw to you." I was like, "All right, fine, I'll do it." Mm. I fell in love with it probably once I got to Washington, because I found there was a craft to it. There was something that you could still be the wide receiver, but you could still be part of the O-line. And I always missed. I wished I could have been an O-lineman, but I wanted the sexy of, I'm using that today twice. I'm using that word twice. I call Dick a sexy, and the tight end position is sexy. Mm. You still get to catch the ball, but you get to get your nose dirty with the big uglies.
Yeah. Yeah, you can date a 10 and score some touchdowns, but you can also
eat ribs with the fours.
Yeah, you can also, you know, slum it for a little mm-hmm. while.
Go drink some Schmitty with
the
youngers.
That's right. You can be a man of both worlds there. Right. All right, Nick Foles for $22 million per year or Dak Prescott with the current same contract, P1 Kevin in Arizona? Ooh, which mm-hmm. one would you take? Nick Foles at $21 million or Dak Prescott at his current deal?
Oh, Nick Foles. I like Nick Foles. I like Dak Prescott too, but I think Nick Foles has got...
That's a tough question.
Nick Foles has already shown me in the biggest moments that he can ball.
Yeah, but has he shown you over the course of regular season he can get you there?
Are we saying with their teams current, like, you know, Nick Foles with the Jags, Dak with the Cowboys, or just all things
now,
being
equal? Now,
that's
a question I have to change, because I would take the Cowboys over the Jags, but if you're asking me quarterback-wise,
like just
if you're
blank asking slate, me, do take, I pick two guys?
Do no. I, would I take, if they were both the quarterback of the Cowboys, would I rather have Dak Prescott at his current age mm-hmm. or current salary or Nick Foles for 22? It's Nick Foles for $22 million, and it's not even close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even close. Okay, they try to get us on this one every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time with the naming of the baseball team. I'm not going to fall for it this
time. You've already said Mavericks. I think it should be the Pioneers. It's my truth.
Portland Pioneers. It's my truth. That's my truth.
My truther. I'm a truther. Truther. I want the Squatch.
Yetis.
Yetis is the Outrageous.
Is that your pipe dream?
That is my pipe dream, to be the Yetis. I want to be something different. Why does it have to be so traditional? You go off the rails on a name once, right? I saw the Diamondbacks. That's a snake. Their uniforms are brutal.
I don't mind.
They went off
kinda...
the rail. The Devil Rays went off the rails. The Raptors went off the
Florida.
Rails.
That's Florida. You are off the rails.
Well, I mean, hey, you're
the
talking
Marlins,
about
the Marlins. It's fish.
We mock these teams that go off the rails.
But
and
a
don't
Yeti would be awesome. How cool would that be? You could have Yeti Coolers be your sponsor.
That's what they you said in Toronto in 1993.
You're a Blue Jay.
I think it's all about
having talking about the Raptors.
You need like a cool, fun mascot. Like everyone remember like the Padres had the chicken forever.
You need something that can have a retro logo.
Right, so we can have a condor like the Clippers have run around.
Oh, boy.
The Squatch would be, I mean, so
but
cool.
But like, okay, think about the Ducks. They're not a ferocious mascot, but the Duck is awesome.
It's adorable.
And it's the best in the conference.
Well, I'm going to temper my awesome
You
thing,
could be,
but...
yeah, I bet. You could be... Wait, you could be like the salmon. You'd be the slamming salmon, and that'd be hilarious.
That would be kind of funny. I'll give you that.
The slamming salmon?
The slamming salmon.
But you're known in the Pacific Northwest for Bigfoot and Squatch and Yeti and something like that. It's part of this culture here. It is. It's where they say he's at. And I know they're around. I believe in that.
Yeah, right, man.
But the Pioneers would be great, too.
I do think the Jacks would work okay.
I just don't want the Mavs. The Mavericks is already
the Lumberjacks, but Jacks, baseball, Jacks.
We had an indoor lacrosse team.
I know, I know. I don't think you want to duplicate, so it's probably out.
Yeah, whatever. I'm open to whatever. I'm open to anything.
As long as they bring baseball.
I'm still going to
call whatever they want.
You're damn right they can.
We do know it'll be a blue hat, and it'll probably have a P on it, so that'll be cool.
Oh, that's a question I wanted to ask Barrett. Are we tied to the blue?
Baseball is tied to the blue.
Well, I know. Let's go against the grain here.
But I think if you go blue, you go royal blue.
Once you go blue.
You go royally blue. You don't go
You have
navy.
To know the hue.
We don't go navy blue. Mariners already got that. Don't do that.
I like what Pittsburgh does. Pittsburgh has all of their teams same colors. Makes it easy for fans.
I know, but that's
black
their
and
thing.
Gold.
That's baseball team was black and red. That would be awesome.
See?
I'd get on board with that.
All right, now we're on board. Yeah, Cam is reimagining the Sonics mascot now.
He was great. Squatch, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. What does he do now?
What is this, the Squatch?
Yeah, he's just kind of like hang out.
You mean the person who was in the suit?
The guy that was in the suit?
No.
He probably has another job.
Squatch.
Yeah. Does he still have the suit?
The Squatch and the Gorilla.
Where
that was
is
for
the
Philly,
suit?
Or I'm sorry, for Phoenix.
Where?
Those guys were studs. They were the best in the West.
Here's a little thing for you. So they used to travel around doing doing. They were the Coors Light stunt team.
Yeah.
Dunking.
Yeah.
Dunking. That was their summer gig. And then they would mascot. They were all like gymnasts. The Phoenix Gorilla and Sonic Sasquatch. All right. Will Pat Casey come out of retirement and coach the Portland Athletics when they move up here? Yes.
Why not?
Yes, Chris.
Please, sign me up.
Yeah. Yes, and that text totally did get us hooked. They do it. It does it every damn time. Every time.
I took the bait. That was a big hook.
It was a big one.
Big hook. That wasn't a minnow.
I just want the Portland beer. How about we do that? Beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
The Portland beer.
Yeah. Beer.
You already have the hops and you already have the brewers.
You have Milwaukee.
Beer. Yeah, the brewers.
You're like the guy
that
used to go into Safeway and just went down
the
aisle. It was just the beer. Mm. You know, the white can that just said beer on it?
Loved it.
Is that still around?
Yes. At Trader Joe's, I think. Oh. They just have beer.
No, okay. And don't name it after crap IPA because IPAs are crap. I'm standing on it.
No, they're not.
IPAs.
You just don't have a refined palate.
I don't have a refined palate. It looked like the guy on Keystone commercial every time you drink one.
Well, that's because your palate is refined.
Beer face guy.
So IPAs, you're going to Keystone Light as the smoothest of smooths. It's,
you got more preservatives in there. You just that's all you're drinking.
Deliciousness.
It's, you can't even swallow it. Mm. Dries your mouth out.
The Portland Micros. That's going to lead to a lot of
micro brews or microaggressions.
Mm. Both. You can go both.
Versatile name.
Yeah.
The protest. The PPs.
Okay, yes, the Portland PPs.
Ooh, the Axeman would be good. I like that one. That's always good.
Ooh, Axeman is
good.
Axeman is good.
Yeah, but then the Timbers are going to get mad. How dare you?
Or they'll appreciate the synergy.
Synergy.
Could they appreciate the synergy?
Maybe they'll support them. They can support each other.
Talk the Timbers into going and switching to black and red? Talk them into it?
Don't they have?
I think they already have a black and red kit.
They have an alternate jersey.
Do they have an alternate?
Yeah, the Thorns are black and red.
We might be onto something.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We give away a Dusting Cam P1 T-shirt next and get you set for the weekend. A huge weekend for the Portland Trailblazers tonight and tomorrow. Dusting Cam on the Fan. Yes, we have made it. It is the weekend. Last day of work as you're getting ready, pulling in. Oh, so good. There's a lot of people with recommendations for what to name the team. What do you think of the Buckaroos?
Yeah, Buckaroos is a great place when I was growing up.
What?
Buckaroos, the store. It's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, it was a place in my hometown. Had a lot of video games and pizza and stuff. It's called Buckaroos.
Buckaroos would be good. Yeah. I like the Portland Buckaroos. It was the name of a hockey team here, too, for a while.
There's a high school that's the Buckaroos. Is it
there's two.
St. Paul?
Oh,
St.
two.
St. Paul.
And Pendleton?
Pendleton. Both the Bucks.
Look at that deep Oregon knowledge.
Hey, and guess what? Both of them have huge rodeos in their football teams playing the rodeo arenas.
Yeah. Yep.
That's badass. Yeah. All right. Okay, big weekend for the Portland Trail Blazers this weekend. They got a back-to-back. They only have, after tonight and tomorrow, they'll only have two more back-to-backs all season long. This one, though, is a huge one as they have tonight in New Orleans, 5 o'clock tip. And then tomorrow, they're taking on the Red Hot Spurs. Watch out now. The Spurs have won 6 in a row, have the longest winning streak in the Western Conference, and Portland has to go into San Antonio.
Good news.
I mean, well, that's not good news. I mean, jockeying for the third seed here. But big back-to-back tonight. If you're looking at when the other back-to-backs are, they're a lot easier. At Atlanta, then at Detroit on March 29th and 30th, and then to end the season... LA, Sacramento back-to-back. So home stretch for the Blazers, not too many back-to-backs to go. This is a big one for them as they wrap up this three-game road trip tonight in New Orleans and then tomorrow in San Antonio.
Did you like any question, Dusty?
Mm.
Did you like one?
Yeah, I did.
Coaches.
Coaches one.
Coaches.
That's a great one.
Winner, winner,
chicken
dinner.
What a great question.
Yes, sir.
What a great question. If they call them the Buckaroos, I quit sports. Well, okay.
Really?
One fan out.
So the question was, what age did you give up on? I'm sorry. That was not the question.
What age did you give up?
I read the wrong one.
Smoking cigarettes?
It said, how much has your coaches affected your coaching? And that came in from the Better You Today text line. So congratulations.
What a good question.
Ryan Buckley, or text Ryan.
Yeah, right.
At 55305 on the Better You Today text line.
Or you can text him on his cell number.
Yeah, keep going with that 503. Throw him off the scent.
Buck, you got a question for us. Quickly.
How many teams do you think are favored to win the Super Bowl ahead of the Cleveland Browns?
Three. That was my prediction.
I'm going to go six.
The answer is four.
Ooh.
Wow.
It is just the teams who played in the NFC and AFC championship games are
favored. Oh, you're kidding me.
Nope. Wow. Browns are at 12-1 with the fifth best odds.
Sucker bet like there's no tomorrow.
The public is just
massive on. Sucker bet.
To win the Super Bowl?
Insane.
Yes.
Insane in the membrane.
You people are dumb.
Insane in the brain.
Got no brain.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Up next is the Herd of the Conky Hour, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague, 3 to 7, primetime with Isaac and Zook. Ducks pregame starts at 8 as we have Oregon and Arizona State. Pac-12 semifinals tonight right here on The Fan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.